I have 9:01 a.m. We'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? We are still accepting applications for the library board, so if you would like to apply, please get those sent in to the commission at taneycountymo.gov. Is there any other commission remarks?
On the library board, can we note that it's either R4 or R5 school district, Hollister?
We can do that, yep. It should be inside the boundaries of the Hollister and Branson school districts to apply for the library board. Hearing no other remarks, our first order of business, we have approval of accounts payable.
I move to approve checks number 476164 through 476202. No warrants, no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next on our agenda, we have the approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes. We have regular session minutes for May 28th, 2024.
Move to approve regular session minutes for May 28th, 2024.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Next, we have the live scan as a service agreement, file number 24-062S for Sheriff. With us this morning, we have Taney County Sheriff, Mr. Brad Daniels.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir.
Software?
Yes, software and as well as the machine that we use for our fingerprints.
Mm-hmm. If I remember right, this was a machine that was getting replaced because the other one, was it the fact on that one, it wasn't going to get more updates for the old machine that we had? Is that correct?
I believe so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the Highway Patrol makes the first payment?
Correct.
And we do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 24th, 2024, approving to the agreement as the form.
Move to approve the live scan service agreement by and between IDEMIA, Identity and Security, USA, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Our next order of business, we have medical services program, file number 24-061S for Sheriff. This, can you just explain what the medical services for people that may not understand what medical services we provide here for the inmates, Sheriff?
Yeah, so basically they do everything that that the regular doctor's office would do. We have so many hours of time with the doctor per week, as well as I believe it's 84 hours of nurse per week. And so if an inmate has an issue, they can fill out a request form. They go see the nurse. If it's something that warrants the doctor's visit, then they see the doctor when the doctor comes in. There's also some telehealth, as well as mental health hours that we have for the inmates. And then obviously if it's something that's bigger than we can deal with within the jail, then they'll send them to the hospital.
And we pay per inmate our cost?
Yes. Yeah. Well, this contract is good for up to 200 inmates. If we go over 200 in the jail, then we'll pay per inmate.
So then it's the flat cost up to 200, regardless of the number of inmates?
Yes.
Once again, this agreement is accompanied with a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 21st, 2024, approving to the agreement as a form.
How many inmates do we have now?
Currently, we've been averaging around 150.
150.
150 to 170, somewhere there.
Thank you.
Do you know if in the agreement before us the suggested changes were included?
What's that?
I'm asking either you or the commission. Council advised some changes or some amendments to the agreement. I didn't know if those were already added to this agreement or not.
There was an amendment made last week in this agreement. The final copy came in on Saturday.
Is this that?
This is the agreement that was received after it was sent back.
Okay. She just brought it to us.
We just got it, within the last hour.
Sheriff, do you know if there's like a 30-day or 60-day provision?
I do not. I actually got the agreement emailed to me 2 minutes before the meeting started, so all I have is the original proposal from Turnkey.
My understanding from your legal assistant, the reason he held off until sent it to us just now is to see that those, what the
changes
attorney wanted,
made.
Changes were made. And
talking about the termination policy.
Yeah, 60 days.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is what we're currently using because of, we're kind of falling under the Christian County.
This is not who we're currently using. Our current contract was supposed to be good until August 31st, and in the middle of the contract, they raised our price over about $140,000. So this is a new one, and yes, we are using the Christian County contract.
This is a greater price than what we were paying considerably before.
This is actually less than
what
our increased price was going to be. They increased us to close to $530,000 in the middle of the contract.
Yeah, less than our increased price, but of course greater than what we were.
Yes, ma'am. It's greater than what we were. Mm-hmm. And I do still intend to put it out to bid for next year's budget. We just had to do this because shortly after they gave us the price increase, they sent us a letter that they intended to terminate because we'd been having all sorts of issues with them anyways. And so basically the time we got that letter, we had 30 days to get something else in place. So
it's necessity.
Yep.
Any more questions?
No. Are you going to, in a motion, do we need to add anything about making sure that the attorneys, I'm still trying to find one, I'm trying to find that paragraph. It says page 4 under 1.11 in the fourth paragraph. Okay, I see it there. I just want to make sure that that language is included as being proposed. So I don't know if you wanted to say that in the motion.
Are you talking about immunity from liability?
Just anything that the council has brought up. Mm-hmm. See here on that. Yes.
Does that not cover that in that second paragraph there?
I think it's in the fourth paragraph there. It was added. I think I just want to make sure it was added.
Yeah.
That's why, like I said, that's why he waited to send it to this morning to see that it went over it, to see that it agreed with what he had asked for, our attorney. I move to approve the medical service program agreement between Turnkey Health Clinic LLC and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you,
Commissioner. Next, we have the notice of renewals for guardrails, file number 24-066, Roden Bridge. With us this morning, we have Roden Bridge Assistant Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole. Good morning, sir.
Morning.
This is an extension of an existing agreement that we have for a one-year term. It does have a maximum increase of 5% total in there. The agreement is between Taney County and the Highway Safety Solutions. Do you have anything to add to this, Jack?
No. I think you were, when we originally done it, they were the only ones that bid, I believe.
We're just doing a renewal of additional year from the agreement.
Yes, ma'am.
Move to approve a notice for renewal by and between Highway Safety Solutions and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. Next, we have the proposals for HVAC units, file number 24-064, maintenance. With us this morning, we have our maintenance director, Mr. Scott Turpany.
Good morning.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good.
Inside this proposal, there is actually two separate proposals. One is for two smaller units, and then one is for courtroom number 2 at the judicial facility. We do have a letter from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, dated May 29th, 2024, approving to the prospective proposals as to perform.